Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. The Golden Oracle, seer, conscious medium, and healer was trained in healing and spirit communication by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass the secret knowledge of generations to truth seekers. She also uses her life experience as a survivor in her work as life coach and counselor. And so, Ada Marie, what do you have
Hello.
To tell us today?
Well, it's a beautiful day. And it's a happy day, I believe, because the sun is not too hot and the wind isn't too hard, and it seems like a perfect day. So, what can I tell you? That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Right. And I have a little secret to tell anybody who has burning feet before we start the show. If your feet burn, smash some ripe tomatoes and stick your feet in the tomatoes. And believe me, I tried it. It works. In 30 minutes, your feet feel like they're brand new. Huh. So
that's amazing.
It is amazing. And someone called me up and told me, and I said, can I share this on my show? I think there are dozens of people who would want to know. She says, it depends. I said, tomatoes. She said, how big are your feet? I said, I'm a size 5. She said, 2 tomatoes will do it. If I'm a size 11, I use 4. So use whatever you think you need, but keep your feet in there for 30 minutes. Rinse them off, and that's it. So that's
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
I wonder if it's the vitamin C in the tomatoes.
That or the acid. And I think that vitamin C is an acid. But it's something because,
sure.
My goodness, I shared it on a show this morning at 10 o'clock, and there must have been 15 calls by noon.
My goodness, you have been busy today.
Yes, I have, and I said, I'm not saying another thing till I do my show this afternoon because I'm supposed to go out to dinner tonight. And if I'm on if I'm on the phone, I can't do that. So I'm waiting
right.
till now.
That's a little hard to do. Even for a seer, it's a little hard to be two places at once.
It's almost impossible.
Would you have any more goodies for us, or would you like to take a question?
Well, I'll take a question, and we'll come up with something a little bit later. I have a couple of other good little things to tell you, but we'll catch up with them. What's our first question?
Good. Okay. Let's see if we can go to Melissa.
Hello.
Hello. Sure
Hi.
Can.
Hi, can you hear me? Okay, great. Do you have any messages from anyone on the other side for me?
I don't, honey, because I don't do that work on this show. You have to call in separately. My number is 520-896-9510, and you can call between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So, what you do, which is helpful, if you will concentrate on the people you want to talk to over there, kind of get their attention so we can get to them quicker, I would be grateful.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sometimes they need a little notice too. You know, they're busy doing things on the other side over there. You know.
You know, people don't believe that, but yes, they are busy. And my brain finally kicked in, and I said, you know, if you want to call me to talk to someone, instead of waiting 10 minutes to find them or half an hour, call on them and ask them to come through. And it's worked twice, only twice, but it has worked twice. So that's a good thing.
And also, you know, it's good to ask them if it's okay sometimes they're so busy. You know, once I had a Russian psychic who wanted to speak with my relatives. He said, "Who would you like to talk to?" "I'd like to talk to my father." And he said, "Well, I have this blonde gentleman with glasses." I said, "That's not my father." He said, "No, he's a messenger. Your father says he's very, very busy studying right now, and he just simply can't come to talk to you." And I said, "That's my father."
Yeah.
It was no question. When he got involved with something, he was just completely gone. There was no talking to him. So it was literally the fact that he didn't come to talk to me was the confirmation that we had connected with my father. Is that weird?
Right. No, it's right. It's true, because one lady said, "I really want to talk to my grandmother." I said, "Okay." And we put her name in there, and I could smell potatoes burning. I said, "I smell potatoes." She says, "That's my grandmother."
There you go.
She was burning the potatoes. So we talked to the grandmother.
So instead of total conversation, she sent a signal. She was busy, but she took time and thoughtful of her grandchild to send her a message that she had heard, but they couldn't communicate right then.
Right.
I think
right.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, I think
so,
it's very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are we talking, we were talking with Melissa here?
Yeah, Melissa.
Okay. Did you have anything else another question or something?
As far as, what type of questions do you answer on your show?
Well, things that are you're concerned with. Is there anything that you feel that spiritual help couldn't make a difference in your life?
I mean, there are people that I meet that I kind of question. I met a woman who was a wife of a friend of mine, and her girlfriend died, and she pulled out pictures of her phone that she had in her phone of her dead in the bathroom, and I'm wondering, you know, stuff like that happens to me, and I'm like, I don't like to judge people, but I'm like, who does that? Is this person unstable? Is this some type of coping mechanism that she goes through? I get weird people like that that show up in my life, and I kind of question why they're there, if that makes sense.
Mm.
You mean why they come to talk to you?
Yeah.
Well, very often there's things that's left unsaid. And your question, if it's something that's been left unsaid and it really is close to their heart, yes, they will make an effort to find you. Or if you, like, we ask for somebody by name, and if we can identify them, then you can talk to them. But if we can't identify them, then we won't let them talk to you.
But just like,
it sounds as if you, Melissa, are one of those people that people automatically trust, and so they sometimes say things to you that they wouldn't say to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting that impression, Ada Marie?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Am I there to help people or just listen?
Melissa, I've just got a funny feeling that you really need some instruction. Why don't you call Ada Marie and talk with her? She's a wonderful teacher, and she's taught hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in big classes and things. I think maybe this is something that the two of you can talk about privately.
Okay.
I think so, too, and it wouldn't take very long for her. She's bright. Wouldn't take very long for her to understand the process. I mean, she's very bright. Melissa, you're a brilliant young lady.
Okay. All right. Okay. I wrote your number down. I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Okay. Let's go on to our next caller.
Hello.
Do we have Kathy here?
Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What is your question, Kathy?
I have this company that I'm working with. They say that they like my project and want to distribute it. And I was wondering if you see it being a good deal for me. They seem nice, but sometimes they don't communicate as much as I would like to. So, you know, I don't know if that's just that they're busy or if it's, you know, if there's a better match for me out there.
Well, do you, when you go there, do you feel like you're accepted and comfortable?
It's all through, you know, phone and email. I've never actually physically met them. I would like to meet them. I'm trying to arrange that appointment. That would be in September.
Mm-hmm. But if there's some feeling in your being, which I'm picking up, that you're not quite sure they're the right people.
Right. Like, I just want to make sure they do, you know, right by the project, that they're not, like, you know, kind of over-promising things, you know.
Okay. Now, if that's the feeling you're getting, then I would stop communicating and find a new group.
Wow.
Because if you feel like that they're not really on top of this thing that you're doing, then you're not going to get very far.
Right.
So I would keep looking until I find one that really opens up and says that they're going to do this and this and this and starts doing it.
Right, yeah. See, like, I wasn't sure if it was just me or if it's really that, you know. Yeah.
I don't think it's you. I think they're a little standoffish. I think they're a little... I'd be careful. I'd keep looking.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow. Okay.
I think you'll find somebody very good without too much trouble.
I do have an alternative already in mind. I actually had met with this gentleman once before. His name is Brady. Do you think it might be him?
Could be, yes.
Wow.
He's ready to work. He's ready to jump.
No, I had a heavy pressure in my heart, and when you started talking about the second person, it went away. That's interesting.
Wow.
So
that tells me that's how I felt, like the second person was the best.
Mm-hmm.
That just gave me the chills. Wow.
that's what I call the truth chills. Good for you.
Wow.
Pay attention to your intuition. Both Anna Marie is constantly saying that.
Yes. Listen to the voice inside of you. Meet somebody.
Yes.
Pay attention to the feeling you have. The trust, the truth, the understanding. Pay attention to the feeling they give you, because that's your first meeting is the most important one, because that's going to tell you where you stand with this person. And if you don't feel like you're in a good space, finish the conversation and walk away.
Wow.
Quite simple.
Yes. Yes. I guess we overcomplicate things sometimes.
Right. Otherwise, they do get complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kathy. We have more questioners, so we better kind of go on. So good luck.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank-
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mike.
Good. Good to hear from you, Mike. What do you have here?
Yes, my question is for Ada Marie. I was in an accident last weekend, and where I stayed in the hospital for a couple of days for observing. And I was just kind of getting an idea. Obviously, I have attorneys, you know, now looking into everything and, you know, handling the insurance and so forth. And I was just kind of curious of, you know, if you get any kind of insight around that in regards to the type of benefits that I would be eligible to receive in, you know, in regards to compensation, if anything kind of, you know, comes to mind by chance.
Well, you'll be compensated, but I'm not certain how and from what direction. Is your insurance cover the accident?
Not only my insurance company, but the other insurance company as well.
Okay, well, then you're okay. You'll come out fine.
And, you know, and there was an incident in regards to the traffic lights being out. And
right.
Is there an opportunity to kind of go after the, inquire with the city?
City Hall? Well, honey, it would be a years before you ever got anything through with them, and it'd just be costly and wasteful.
No,
you know,
you're right. I was kind of thinking the same thing.
That's the truth. I mean, I know somebody who did it. 5 years later, they still had nothing.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of injury did you have?
Well, it was mainly a roller. I was only going 20, 25 miles an hour, and I was clipped in an SUV. I was in an SUV, and it spun the car, the truck 180 degrees, and then also a full rotation. So it flipped and then landed back up on its wheels again. So they just kept me just for observation because the left side of my body was a little bit weaker than my right side.
Did you get an
MRI? Came out without a broken bone?
No broken bones or anything like that. I didn't get a MRI.
Mm-hmm.
But I
suggest you do because MRIs show injuries that don't show up on X-rays.
Yeah, because I got a CAT scan, the head to pelvis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good.
And so it was a really nice hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Goodness. You're lucky.
Oh, yeah,
you're
no,
okay. Yeah.
The crazy thing was, I mean, it was funny how literally everything slowed down, and I remember several different thoughts as I was rolling upside down. And it was interesting in the sense that during the, you know, I didn't have any bruises from the seatbelt, but it almost kind of felt like foam, like I was kind of like just, you know, rolling, like totally secure in the seat as the car was rolling, and there was like no back and forth. Like, you know, I would have had some deep bruising from the seatbelt the way the vehicle was thrown upside down and, you know, full rotation and so forth. And it was very interesting to me.
Your angel was on your shoulder, son.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking, that some a spirit came between
angel.
You and the seatbelt to protect you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's wonderful.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Yeah. No, it was an incredible experience. For sure.
I guess so. But now you know there are angels.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Right. People say to me, well,
I hope
you
follow
that?
Up on this.
Yeah. And if you ever had an experience where an angel has interfered, there's never, ever a doubt in your mind that they're there.
Yeah, no, it was pretty significant in the sense that just how I was able to remember all thought, and it, like, I mean, literally it felt like a couple minutes when actually it was only probably seconds. and it was just very interesting.
How lucky. I mean, you can thank God over and over. Okay.
I certainly do.
Yeah, good.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and you're a good person, because they don't just come unless you deserve them.
Interesting.
That's the truth. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, honey.
I would say
so
follow up on this. Keep exploring, because I think you have some gifts that you haven't faced yet.
No, I think you're right as well.
Right. Just keep on keeping on, and you'll come to a full blossom in your gift.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Would you like to give your telephone number, Ada Marie? Because maybe this is something that would be. Mhm.
My number is 520-896-9510, and I take calls between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And I have 3 phones. If you do not get an answer, leave a message and a phone number, and I will call you back. Doesn't matter where
Wonderful.
You are, I will pick up a phone and call you back. Okay.
What time zone are you in?
I think I'm in Arizona, so I think that's California.
Okay, so I'm in California,
Pacific,
so you're
Pacific
only like
time in the summer.
Yep. Perfect. I'm in California, so that'll work.
And again,
I'm out walking the dog, so I'll listen to the broadcast, the replay to get that number again.
Okay. Good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Well,
okay,
bye. It's fascinating the way spirit reaches out to us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Just amazing. It's funny, but sometimes it takes takes some kind of a disaster or a crisis or of an emergency to wake us up to the spirituality that's there for us.
Right, that we can draw on and learn from. That's a good thing. So now where are we?
I was wondering if you had some stories about people that you've worked with and maybe a crisis turned into the best thing that ever happened to them. Sometimes that happens.
it happens a lot. Some people who are very talented, well educated, and very wise have fits and fits of depression. And in those fits of depression, they, you know, some of them even jump off a bridge or commit suicide. But the reality is that if they would stop for 1 second and realize that maybe their brain was just resting a few minutes because they have so much knowledge and they have so much to do, that they just need to clear a space where they can be silent for a minute or two. And what I have told many of my people who are now executives, if they once a day would stop and give themselves 5 minutes of what I call silent time, meaning don't think, just be silent, be still. Because when you are totally silent, you are receiving whatever it is that you need. It will be given to you, and when you need it, you will hear yourself say it. And when my grandmother taught that when I was young, and I was a very poor speller in school. So I would read and read and read the spelling, and then I'd get in that spelling test, and I'd freeze. So she'd say, just be still, be silent. Don't think, just be quiet. And then after a few minutes, or seconds really, I would be able to write down something so I could get a C in spelling because I was not good at it. We didn't get taught phonics. so because we didn't get taught phonics, spelling was very difficult. I'm much better today. But basically, I have to be silent and let it come to me. It has to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that for a lot of people. They just have to wait a few minutes or seconds, and it comes to them. The answer comes. And I'm not the only person like that. I've talked to many people, and I've counseled many people, and they say the same thing, that they have to be absolutely silent and without a thought in their head and just sit for a minute with their eyes closed, and then things begin to work. So anybody can try it because it works. And it might take a little longer in the beginning, but after you get practiced at it, it comes pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
That's a very interesting thing. Yeah, because one of the things that I've noticed is that a lot of people instantly will say, "I can't." And the minute you say you can't, of course you can't.
Of course not. My dad used to say, "There are no can'ts on this job." There are no can'ts. If you can't do it, you can't have supper. Well, let me tell you, there's very few kids that's going to go without supper. And that stays with you. That stays with you your whole life, you know. Yeah, I can.
Henry Ford said, if you say I can, you're right. If you say I can't, you're right.
You're wrong, yeah. But you're right only because you don't want to learn if you can't.
The can't is like a big stop sign.
Right. It shuts everything off. When my kids were small and they were learning to do things, I said, "Look, you can. It might take a little longer the first time or the second time, even the third time, but you can do it. You just have to work on it until you get it right." So I taught them there were no cats in our house because you couldn't afford it. They had to do their chores.
And you have to learn your lessons so that you get the decent grades, so that you can get a good job, so that you can feel good about yourself.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does.
And
if kids can get even a C in school because it's hard for them, if they keep on trying and trying and trying, the things that are hard, they might have to work harder with, but they will do the other things quickly and easily, and they will be easier because they are expending tremendous energy in everything they do.
Right. Yep.
So that's a good thing.
So let's see. We had someone who I think they hung up. We didn't get to them, or they weren't interested. Who knows? So, again, the people who have to work a little harder to get things done, they actually sometimes are ahead of the game because they learn how to work.
And they also learned how to figure things out. You know, they used to give you problems in school, and they were work problems, and you had to take the problem, read it and study it and work it over until you could figure out how to do the answer. The answer wasn't there. The schematics for the answer were not there. You just had to figure out how to get it from here for goal to the goal where it had to go. So it was, you know, it was just a mind-boggling thing sometimes.
And how does this apply to our spiritual gifts that we need to work in order to expand them and to open them and to activate them?
A gift that is given from spirit, from God, but from spirit, when that gift comes to you, You must hold it in silence. Don't share it. Study it, work with it, and let it grow in you. When it has grown enough so that you can do it, and you can do it with ease, then you have accomplished, the condition is done, and you can then maybe after a few years share it. But do not share something you're learning to do, because that will bring people telling you you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And yet, in your classes, you've taught people to do things they had no idea they could do.
That's right, because they're, you know, they say, "Well, I never heard of that. I couldn't do that." I said, "Okay, you can't do it. You can leave the class. But if you sit around and try, there are three kins, and you can do this, and you can do this, and you can do that, and here's the outcome." And so I didn't even mess around to tell them they could stay. If they can't, they can't. Go away. But if they make the effort and say they can, they can.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes...
This is...
Hmm?
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, sometimes it's a problem. Like we had a girl in our classes who just couldn't get the sentence right. So I said to her, I went and sat down beside her, and I looked at her and I said, "Honey, can you actually see the board? Can you actually see it?" And she said, "Well, I can see part of it." I said, "You need glasses." So I wrote a note to her mother, and I said, "This child needs to go to the eye doctor." My goodness, that little poor child had, those glasses were so thick it was terrible. Mm-hmm. And nobody realized that she had a problem with her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes things like that have to be given more attention to find out what the real problem is. It isn't that they're not smart. If they can't see, they can't see. If they can't hear, they can't hear. You know?
And with our spiritual gifts, just because you can't see things doesn't mean that you're not gifted.
That's right. Because my goodness, you can't, in spirit you usually can't see anything. You feel it. They call it seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But the seeing is a feeling. And a seeing and a feeling are the same thing. If you feel.
And a knowing.
Yeah. The knowing, the feeling, those things are things you are seeing inside of you, not outside. Those things are inside, not outside. They're not outside, you know.
Right.
And one little girl said one day to me, she said, "You know, every time I cross the street, I am frightened. I'm afraid." And she said, "I don't know why I can't get over being afraid." I said, "Well, what are you afraid of?" She said, "Well, my mother keeps telling me that somebody will run over me if I'm not careful." I said, "That, honey, they're not going to run over you if they can't, if they're not there. If there's no cars coming from either direction and you're crossing the street properly, you're okay. But if there are cars coming, you don't want to cross the street." And she said, "Well, I know that, but I'm afraid." And then I get start, and then I don't go fast. I said, "Well, you need to get across the street." So I went with her to walk her across the street at the playground. And she said, "But I'm afraid." I said, "There's nobody coming. There's nobody here. We can walk quickly." So we did it four times, walk quickly back and forth across that street. And one car came, and we waited for the car, and I took her, we walked back quickly. And so she went home and told her dad. She said, "The teacher walked with me. She showed me how to walk across the street. And there was a car coming, and we waited. We went across the street. And she showed me how to walk. And I walked like this. And he said, well, didn't you know to do that? And she said, no, you didn't show me how to walk. You don't dally on the street. You walk quickly across the street. And it was simple. She walked quickly across the street. She was fine. But, I mean, it was simple things like that that people don't think about, you know.
This is true, because and it's in every single aspect of our lives, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have another person calling, I believe. Let's see. Would you like to take another question now?
Certainly.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sure can. Oh. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. I'm sorry, what?
What is your question?
Oh, okay. I'm wondering if you can see somebody soon coming to rent a room I have in my house. I have a very difficult person renting the room now, and I've told her if I can find somebody else to rent it, she can leave sooner than her legal agreement. And I'm hoping somebody shows up soon so that we can both have some peace of mind.
Okay, then sit down with a pencil and paper and write down the kind of tenant you want.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of person she is, how nice she is to be with, to talk to work with, and that she pays the rent on time. All those things. Write those things out.
Mm-hmm.
When you get them all written out, read them over several times so you didn't forget anything, and then put them under your pillow and go to sleep. And I'll guarantee you that the universe will take care of the problem. They do it all the time. I've had to tell more people that, and then there's no hard feelings. You know, the person finds a reason they need to leave.
Oh, she already has a reason to leave. She wants to leave. But there's a legal, you know, she paid first and last month's rent, and I can't just give it back to her. You know, I have my financial reasons that I rent the room to pay my bills, and I can't just, you know, return her money. So it's obviously not working.
She can't expect you to return her your money.
Right.
That wasn't the agreement.
Well, right. You know, so, I mean, when it was obvious it wasn't going to work, she said, well, you know, what can we do? So I said, if I can find someone to rent the room, I will prorate the rent and give it back to you. And so that's what I'm looking for, you know, finding someone to replace her so that we can both be done with this because we're both uncomfortable.
Write it out on a piece of paper and put a date on it. Date it for today or tomorrow's date, whichever you are, and write it out as if it's already done and write the kind of person you want to take her place. Okay?
Okay.
You'd be surprised, and I say this all the time. People, if you write something out, it's on paper, it's automatically given. So you have to be really careful what you write, how you write it, and when you write it. So, you know, it's important that when things are difficult for people, if they would sit down and write out a process that they know, even if it isn't completely right, if they would write it out, then they would get help to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to write it out. You have to write it out. You have no idea how many things in my years that I have written out. And I raised 7 children, and those children would come home with this problem and that problem, and we'd sit at night and we'd write out a solution. And I taught them from the time they were in grade school to write out the problem and to see a happy solution. And believe me, if you will take the time to do it and just do it, and then mm-hmm. read it so that it's a solution. It's good for both of you and the other person. That will help you more than anything you can do, because that is a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is completely off subject or not, but my spirit guides are telling me for you to give thanks for the knowledge you have gained by having this person there.
Mm.
Well, mm-hmm. we should always
yeah.
have knowledge gained to save us another time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
sometimes there's a little gem there that spirit has snuck in for us, and we don't even notice it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I can think of, because what always goes against my better knowing, and I keep giving it a try. This is, I think, the third time I rented to somebody before I met them because they seemed like the right person.
Oh, no, yeah. no, you don't do that.
Well, now I know better.
Good.
I've done it three times, and some were nightmares. One of them worked out, you know, relatively well, but then he changed his mind and went back to Texas, you know, after 2 months. So, you know,
yeah.
Right. But we got along fine. But yeah, two of them were amazing.
So give thanks. Give thanks
mm-hmm.
for the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just want the right person where there's harmony. I just don't want, you know,
mm-hmm.
hell in my own home. Don't have peace of mind. I'm disabled and hear a lot, and you know, if I'm not peaceful here because of other people, it's, you know, it's not a pleasant
right.
situation. You know,
it's difficult.
Very difficult. Yeah, you know, when I'm disrespected in my home, it's hard for me. You know, so yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your insight, and I will. Write it down in more detail, because I pretty much, you know, when I put out a Craigslist ad, I pretty much put out what I'm looking for. I've already thought it through, and you know,
mm-hmm.
but I will write it down in a different format for myself and put a date
okay.
on it when it's
that'll help. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
okay.
welcome.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay. So, is there anything else that you've that brought up for you, Ada Marie, that your guides are telling you?
I haven't asked them a question yet. I've just been listening and trying to answer what the people have said. What usually happens is if someone says something, any sentence.
Oh, I know.
And pardon?
That's it. Did you read what I wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I mean.
Whoops. One second. We need to. There we go. Okay. I think we were getting another conversation. So, now.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't disconnect, Anna. So.
Okay,
it's done now.
Okay.
So when someone asks you a question,
mm-hmm.
then that automatically activates your connection with spirit?
Yes. And in many cases, some cases, the spirit doesn't give the answer. It'll say it is not time. It's not time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they need to wait. So
right.
I have to give what the spirit gives me. I can't have an opinion. When I have an opinion, that's when I'm telling you my opinion. But basically, spirit answers directly. So like you added to a couple of those things, and it helped people understand it better, because spirit is quite direct. I mean, it just goes zoom, and then you have to figure
mm-hmm.
out what it's all about. So I try to I say it as it comes through me, and then I think, well, now that's a little bit difficult to understand, you know, just straight away. And then we talk, and
mm-hmm.
then you're really helpful, because you hear it and you know how to decipher it, so you add to it so that they understand, but you bring it down to the ground, so to speak.
Well, you know, my spirit guide, my number one spirit guide, Stardust, she'll say, I have to go through the computer, and she will literally go through my mind, my memories, and
mm-hmm.
the knowledge I've stored that I've completely forgotten about, a lot of it, and she will
mm-hmm.
come up with with something, an analogy or a metaphor or a description that helps to explain. And we
right.
10 years of working with spiritual, you know, a spirit development class in trance,
mm-hmm.
she got so used to me that she would literally go through my brain and pick something out to give an example. And she said once, she said that where I usually stay, we don't use words. And that's why so many times we get feelings, and we get a sensation that's kind of funny, or you know,
right,
our chills, or our
right.
like at one point I had that heaviness in my heart, you know, but if you're working with someone and you have such a perfect working a relationship, what they do is they pull out something that makes sense to the person.
Right, right. And they have to, you know, very often, and I get this so much, sometimes I'm afraid to answer the phone, and they'll be calling and someone is preparing to pass, and they will say, would you talk to her, and what will you tell her? I said, I'll just answer her questions. I'm not going to tell
mm-hmm.
her anything. I'm just going to answer her
mm-hmm.
questions. And they say, but
mm-hmm.
she don't know what to ask. I said, oh, yeah, she knows what to ask. And I'll say
mm-hmm.
to her, what is it that you think about when you sleep? Because a lot of times people lay awake, you know, thinking. And then they will start to talk. And once they get started talking, you just have to listen, because they answer their own question in the process.
Uh-huh.
And very often they
yeah.
do answer their own question, which is important, because then they understand why the feeling is there, or what the process, or what is going on that
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
they're not aware. Yeah, it's important. But to have somebody call me up and say, well, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It really doesn't. It doesn't work very well for
mm-hmm.
us to tell somebody what to do. Our biggest job, I think, is helping people to trust themselves and their own connection with spirit and their own
you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You
their
have
own
to
gifts,
get them
you
to,
know.
Yeah, you have to get them to their hunches. They have to listen to their hunches, you know. They get this feeling
mm-hmm.
and they got to pay attention to it. Even if they don't know what to do, if they just pay attention, they'll get some help, because the help will come. If they're being given something and they don't know exactly what it is or what to do, and they just keep meditating on what they know, that will be added
mm-hmm.
on to, so that they have the whole process.
Right.
You know, a lady called up
mm-hmm.
and she said, my husband is ill, and I'm afraid. And I said, well, honey, you don't have to be afraid. She said, well, I don't know what to do. I said, take care of him. Take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of him. And he could get better.
Mm-hmm.
He could get well. He could also make the transition. And if he does, there will be help there for you because people will come and be with you and help you. Well, then what will I do? I said, you'll go on living. You just go on living. You know, just you have help.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who love you. People who are there, they're there now helping you. Yes, they are. I said, well, do you think they're going to leave? No, they're not going to leave. They're going to be there to be your friend and help you feel better. But it's like people like they think everything stops. It don't stop. The sun comes up the next day, the moon comes up every night, and you still have to go on with the business of living. So let's talk about the business of living, not the business of what am I going to do. You know, just life goes on. You just have to make some different feelings and different things. You have to see the thing in the way that it is.
And it's so important when you lose a loved one. You don't really lose them. They just. There was a wonderful musician. He was one of the old Wobblies who wrote "This Is America to Me," and he wrote many songs. And when I met him some years ago, and he was in his 80s, and he had written a song. It was called. Death is just a change of address, and
right.
I just love that so much. It really isn't, and people don't die; they just move. They move on.
They do not die. You know, I'm telling you, in my lifetime, I've been pronounced dead 3 times, and I'm very well aware. And I came back every time, but I'm very well aware that it's impossible. You just go into a different energy, a different stratosphere. And every time I have learned something that I didn't know before, but it's impossible to die. You just are going to move into another field of activity. So my particular experience is, that it's you better live a good life because you don't want to live a nasty one and be mean, because then you'll move into that kind of a stratosphere when you leave this body and take on the other one. You're going to be the kind of person that you left. You're not going to change. You don't just become, somebody said, well, my dad was mean and he was this and he was that, and it's a good thing he's dead, he'll be good in heaven. I said, He'll be the same person there that he is here. He's going to have to go.
He will perhaps be taken in hand and taught, because you know, there are schools over there. They might straighten him out a little bit. I believe we have another caller with a question. Can you handle another question, Amy?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see who we got here. Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Evelyn.
Evelyn, thank you. What is your question?
I was just listening, and I decided to call. I was reading your bio, and I thought this seems like a very interesting woman. I want to hear what she has to say. I know you've studied, it says, medicine, herbal medicine, and so that's a really cool thing that I've always had a desire. Any personal message that you think maybe are relevant for me to know? I'm open to listen to anything that you think is important at the moment.
I'm not getting an answer, so I can't answer that. What your question is, what is happening in your life at this moment?
She was wondering if there was a message for her.
Oh, I'm not getting one right now.
Okay.
What you're asking for takes a little time. It could take up to 15 minutes or so or more. But we don't. You usually have to call in for those questions because I have to wait to get the answer. It doesn't just once in a while it'll pop right through, but it don't always do that. So
I wonder if Evelyn did. Evelyn has your telephone number.
Do you have my number, Evelyn?
Is it the 520?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I have it.
Give me a call later.
And I wanted to continue listening to you. I really like what you have to say, so that's fine. Thank you. I'll just keep in here listening to you.
Good. And Evelyn, has anything changed a little bit in your life lately?
Lately, anything. I feel I've been exercising more because I told myself I need to learn to love myself. And I think because I've been more acceptant of that, I think I see men showing a little bit more interest in me. Or maybe it was always there and I just didn't see it. It's either one or the other. And that's
right. All
I've been noticing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now, do you feel better?
I do. I still need to work on myself. I'm not where I want to be. But I'm taking baby steps, so I feel like I'm in the right direction. And before, it's very unfortunate. I told myself I was my worst critic. I would always see the beauty in others, but never my own. And I actually told myself that needs to stop. You know, we only are in here in this world once, and definitely have to appreciate who I am, and I'm here for a reason. And I'm just giving myself pep talks, a lot of like, okay.
Yeah,
I would do that for someone else, a friend definitely. And then I told myself, well, I'm a very good friend to other people, but not a friend to myself.
Right.
So I'm working on being my best friend.
Well, everybody has to be their own best friend because
uh-huh.
no one else really knows what's inside their heart. So, you know, being your own best friend keeps you from being sad and lonely. And lets you go out and experience life in a positive manner with wonderful, kind people. So you need to do that.
And it sounds to me as if Spirit is saying, well, you're on the right track. What else do you want?
I think she definitely is on the right track. Right.
I feel like I am too. So I just, know what it is? You need to be patient.
Right.
Because I want immediate results for everything in life, like immediate gratification. I don't know if it's a generational thing, but I need to learn that I need to be patient and just.
You need to learn that things come in the right time. They come to you in the right time, whether you realize it or not. When they come at the right time for you, because then you're ready for them.
I agree.
And the harder you work, the faster you're ready.
I think with me, ladies, I just turned 35 2 days ago, and I have no children and I have no husband. So I feel like my life is pretty much in order except in that area. So that's an area that I really need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I'm like, well, before I get there, I have to learn to love myself. And then someone else can love me and I can love them back.
Right.
So,
well, you've made the first steps in starting to reach out to others and helping them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be good to yourself. Because if you're not good to yourself, you're not going to draw people to you that are going to be good to you. They're going to be people who are users. So don't align yourself with a bunch of users. Be good to yourself.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And the more you trust yourself, the more you're able to reach out. And but always ask yourself, is this the right thing to do?
Yeah, you always...
That's something most of us don't do.
Well, if you don't do that, you end up at the end of the day in a some kind of a bind. You know, if I do this, is that going to interfere with what I'm supposed to have accomplished down the road today? And so you just can't run off half-cocked to do something just because somebody asks you. You have to see if it's going to fit into your day or your week.
You know, I've done that before. I used to be, that's a prime example, before someone asked me something, I would put my life on hold and help them out. Now it's like, no. I'm my priority, and then I can help others. So,
right.
Yes, I am changing. So, yay for me. I'm learning that.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be... Don't want to be like the young boy that he said, I need something from the store, and he takes off. He's halfway to the store before he realizes he doesn't know what you want and he doesn't have any money to buy it.
Right.
Oh.
Oh,
I never thought of
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Lady sent a little boy to the store to buy a bunch of onions. He didn't know what a bunch of onions were, so he got a sack and filled it full of onions and took home a sack full of onions. When in reality, if she just said, get a bunch of green onions, he probably would have looked for some green onions and came home with nothing.
Hmm.
You know, because little kids don't know those things.
They
but anyway, he had a whole 5 pounds of onions when he got back. I had to laugh. That was so funny. So
mm-hmm.
funny.
Yeah, this is clarification sometimes is
mm-hmm.
the thing that you really, really need more than anything. Because
you
have a feeling.
Yeah.
Hmm?
If you want someone to do something, you have to share the P's and Q's of doing it so that they get it right, so that when it's accomplished, it's good.
Makes sense.
Communication is amazing.
Amazing. It is amazing. So it's just amazing how certain details, which are very necessary to know, are left out. And it would be
mm-hmm.
so simple to say, this is where you get it, and this is what you look for, and amen. You know, tell them, at least give them a description.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on manifestation?
What?
What's
manifestation?
Manifestation, yes.
Well,
what do you
manifest? To manifest something? Well, you manifest a lot of things, even though you don't know you're doing it, because you're not concentrating on the manifestation. But you can be thinking about something, and the next day it shows up. So be
okay.
careful about what you manifest. Make sure it's a positive, healthy, good thing. You know, some guy was sitting around, and he was bitching about the shoes. He didn't like the shoes. They were not nice shoes. He thought they didn't look good. And he went on and on about those silly shoes when he could have went right back to the store with the shoes and got another pair. As it ended up, he ended up with the shoes because he wore them all day. He should have taken
mm-hmm.
them right back. But it's like, you know, you have to have little brains about some of this stuff. Because they wouldn't take him back because he wore them all day, scuffed them all up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was wrong.
This, which is right back to timing.
Right.
Sometimes we get a feeling, we get a message, and we ignore it. We talk
right.
ourselves out of it. And how many times have you kicked yourself and said, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Why didn't I pay attention?
Oh,
right.
gosh. Yes. That's our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's happened to all of us, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
It happens. It's crazy.
So in a very practical, simple earth analogy, what you think of the most often shows up in your life.
Right.
If you're always thinking about bad things, you're going to have bad things happening. If you're always
right.
thinking about good things, then, of course, then sometimes you don't even recognize the good things when you see them if you're dealing with, you're thinking with bad things all the time.
Right.
Something good shows okay. up and you decide it's bad.
Because you haven't taken time to even analyze it. It's just not good because nothing else has been good. Because you've created the badness.
Yeah.
You create whatever you think is what you get. That's what you become. Thoughts are things, and they become real things. And your life becomes really tedious because you've thought a bunch of negative thoughts. And then when they manifest, you go, well, why did that happen to me?
Why does it always happen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear people say, relationship? Could that be possible? Manifesting a good relationship or a healthy relationship with an honorable man, is that possible?
Mm-hmm. If you manage,
because I've
sure.
dated a lot of guys that were not worth my time.
Well, but you could manifest your type if you, and a lot of times it takes a time to sit down and think about this person or that person and find, write down what you want in a person, in a relationship, and you will get it. But you have to really be true to yourself, be honest with yourself, you know? What are you willing to put into a relationship? Write that down.
And what do you think you deserve? This is very important, especially for women.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it does work. Believe me, it works. I taught a whole class in that in California, 85 people. And inside of 2 years, all but two of those people were married, and they are still all married today.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, because we worked hard. Every week we worked on our papers. Every week we put the things together. And when it came, in fact, one lady had gone to Hawaii for a vacation. And she was there to date and to have a nice vacation. And she met a man and they went out to dinner. And they were visiting and talking, and they were talking quite. She said to him, you kind of talk like somebody I know. And he said, well, you're kind of like a lady that I thought I would like to know. Anyway, he said, actually, to tell you the truth, I wrote a list of a woman I think I would like to be married to. And she looked at him and she says, I got a list of the men I'd like to marry. So they got the list out on the table at the restaurant, and they went over the list. And then they ended up 2 weeks later getting married in Hawaii. They're still married today. But they laugh every anniversary. They get out those two worn-out lists and read them over. It's so funny. But,
wow.
It really was amazing. She came back to class and brought him into class, and everybody was so excited because it worked, and it has worked. I have numerous people who have made lists like that, and the universe brought the people to them, and they are still married.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's a good thing.
I can't believe she married him after 2 weeks of knowing him. That's kind of a brave thing to do.
That's an amazing story.
If you do that, if you sit down, write a list of the kind of friends you want, you won't be meeting friends you don't want. I mean, lists work. They are pieces of paper, and on them are documents. So don't write down anything you don't want to deal with. Don't say, I don't want this. Just say, I require this and this and this and this. Your requirements are important.
I will create my list today.
Pardon?
It sounds like you're talking about intention.
Yes.
Intention. You have an intention.
Right. You have a positive, mm-hmm. direct intention of something good, and you're willing to live that good life.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
All right. Well, I think we're just about running out of time here.
I think we are, too. I think we're just about on the edge. They're going to cut us off in a minute or two.
I think we are. So it's wonderful that everyone has got. I thank all of you who brought your thoughts and your ideas and your hopes and your dreams here to us, and Ada Marie for being there as a channel, direct communicator with spirit.
And I want all of you to know that you can all communicate with spirit. You just have to learn to be silent and patient, and you will get that communication. Okay? And yes, we are out of time.
Would you like to give your email or
phone number.
Website?
My phone number.
Mm-hmm.
My website mm-hmm. is adamarie@thegoldenoracle, or the Golden Oracle is my website, and my email is adamarie@thegoldenoracle.com. And my phone number is 520-896-9510. And I take calls between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Leave a message. I will call you back. Okay? Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Love and light. Bye, everybody.